This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. A new, politically divided U.S. Congress is sworn in and now confronts an immediate task, ending a partial government shutdown that's nearing the two-week mark. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
A day of pageantry on Capitol Hill as Democrats take control of the House of Representatives and Republicans see their Senate majority bolstered. House Democrats have pledged to pass a spending bill that includes border security funding but omits money for wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border as demanded by President Donald Trump. That makes the bill a non-starter for Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Senate will not waste its time considering a Democratic bill which cannot pass this chamber and which the president will not sign.
Amid the funding standoff, House Democrats are eager to use their majority to launch multiple investigations of the Trump White House and his administration as a whole. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Representative Nancy Pelosi, the only woman to ever be House Speaker, is expected to return to the post she held from 2007 to 2011. Voting is underway. The new Congress is also the most diverse in history. It includes the youngest woman and the first two Muslim women ever elected. There are also 10 lawmakers who openly identify as LGBTQ. Overall, women hold 102 seats in the House and 25 seats in the Senate. As for the partial government shutdown, about a quarter of U.S. federal agencies remained closed, with uncollected trash piling up at some national parks and 800,000 federal workers either furloughed or working without pay until the standoff is resolved. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who made a strong run for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, is apologizing to women who worked on his campaign after several say they endured sexual harassment and were not paid as much as their male counterparts. This is VOA News. Election results.